talking about Lokesh. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Man, you guys are on a bit of a tear right now. Got a number one. And for people that don't know, peek behind the curtain. You guys kind of broke the mold. Everybody kind of like knows when they're going for a number one. You guys just kind of pushed the door down, so we're going to get number one when we want to.
Yeah, it kind of, we have a great team behind us. You know, we own the label now, which is fantastic.
That's great,
yeah,
right?
So we get to pick our team. We pick the all-stars, man. We got all-stars. We got a great family around us, and they're nonstop.
It's kind of like owning the car, you know. For a while, you're paying the car payment.
Right.
The bank owns it.
But
when you've got it, you get to make the shot. So
That's a good analogy.
It probably is a little bit of a weight off the shoulder, too.
Yeah, you know, and like Chris said, with this great team, we got on a call and we said, do we have a shot here for a two-week number one? And, man, it came true. Well, it's our first time.
So. That was the thing. They were telling us, like, you're going for a two-week number one. I was like, that doesn't happen a whole lot. And I was like, we were thinking, I don't know if they're going to get that. And then we start looking at our own research. And you guys were at the top every week. And we're like, maybe they're going to get it. Yeah, and sure enough.
It literally went back up the charts on Billboard.
I know. You guys are sitting like number three. It's crazy.
Wild, right? It's a blessing, man. I mean, and it just tells you how many of the country music fans are, you know.
Of course, we're talking about Hometown Home. What do you guys attribute it to? That people, is it a song just everybody resonates to? Or?
Well, everybody relates to those hometown roots.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's looking for that person to fall in love with, or they've already found them. And, you know, you want to plant your roots somewhere. And sometimes your hometown is the perfect place.
Sure. So you guys have always been kind of like the party guys of the scene. But we're getting older. Let's not lie. Last time I saw you guys, I was like 25. Now I'm like 39. Yeah. Are you slowing down a little bit?
I'm not necessarily on the shows, but yes, after shows we do not party.
Right,
so much.
It's like
we get right on that bus and
take a little nap.
You know, yeah.
What would be the biggest change? Like, do you go home and like get pajamas on, take an Alka-Seltzer? What's changed?
Honestly, I think we're taking the last flight out from home and the first flight. That we can
right. That's a good one.
To get
that's
home.
A good one.
So we end up being more tired because right. We're trying to be dads. We're trying right. to be husbands, and you know it's tough.
How's the dad scene going?
That's the best. That's the best scene in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, we're blessed to have healthy kids, and it's unbelievable. We're both dealing. We're baseball dads.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the kids at home, our girls cheer.
Oh, so you got
it's very busy.
Busy. My brother.
Home, it's the honey-do list is real.
My brother has two sons: baseball, basketball, football.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, dude, I never get time to. But he wouldn't change it for the world.
Change it for it. Yeah. It's kind of cool. It's the only time that Chris and I don't look at our phones when we're at these little baseball games
sure.
and stuff. And we just. It kind of takes our minds away, and it sets our hearts,
now,
you know. On the
are
right
you
place.
The dads yet that yell at the umpires?
Nah, I used to be. And then I remember my son coming to me, because he started late, but he's 14 now, and he comes up to me when he's 13. He's like, hey, Dad, I got this. And I was like, you got it. See you later.
He had to sit you down.
But I don't know if I was never, like, screaming or anything.
But you know.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to be – so, like, my dad, I wrestled. My dad used to bring a camera and film every match.
Oh,
and he knew
yeah.
nothing about wrestling. Then he'd try right. and coach me. Like, Dad, what are you doing?
You're watching tape.
But yeah, he would watch my tape and be like, look what you did here. I'm like, what I do? He's like, I don't know what you did. I was like, right. So you're going to bring a camera and start tape?
Yeah. And a thing called Game Changers, so we can watch everything while we're on the road.
There you
my
go.
My son has a game tonight. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Is that – so do they have the app? My brother has an app, and it like tells
us. Yeah, it's Game Changer.
Yeah, Game Changer. That was neat. We listened to it when we were redoing the electrical work. So
totally brilliant name too.
It is
Game Changer.
So what time's the game tonight?
Tonight is at 6:00.
So you may be on stage getting updates.
Yeah, I'll have it on stage with me.
Oh, you got to let everybody know you're watching the baseball game. Oh, perfect.
You know, so Dick's Sporting Goods sells the streaming kit.
Oh, really?
And so I bought that. It's only $99.
Can't beat that.
Yeah. So somebody takes it to the game, hangs it on the fence. You open it up and you stick a phone inside.
Oh, that's great.
It's incredible technology.
I actually might go get that because I've never done that.
I invested in it and then I told the whole team, parent, like we have a little group text.
Sure.
I said, somebody is willing to put their phone in it, I'll buy the kit.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
That's great.
Go.
Oh, so tonight we can expect a great show and some live updates on the kids' games.
Yes. I'll let you know.
Get the streaming kit for our shows.
Cool. They can watch our show.
There we go. See that?
That's great. Why would we not do that?
Look at this. We're going to shut this down, get to the bus, and talk this over.
Yeah.
Guys, come on in. VIP starts at 5. The doors open at 6. It's Guitar Stars Lokesh. Thanks for joining the show.
Thanks, brother.